Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. In this very special episode, we're talking about consciousness and unconsciousness because I'm currently reading a book about the topic, which I really deeply feel in my heart is true. So I thought, why not talk about it on an episode? The idea is very simple. It's basically that we all have a conscious and an unconscious mind. The conscious mind takes up about 5% of our entire mind, and the unconscious mind takes up the other 95%. So if you see those percentages in relation to each other, you understand why it's so important to make the unconscious conscious. How can we do that? I think one really important aspect is observing things, observing ourselves in certain situations, observing our surroundings, observing other people. Sometimes we have small realizations in our day-to-day life that are really, really valuable. And it's so important for us to listen to ourselves, to really be very sensitive towards how we think, what we think, and why we think it. Because, and that is another really important aspect, we need to be thinking positive thoughts, uplifting thoughts, godly and beautiful thoughts that lift us up and that give us strength and that are productive and just overall good. And I know that's hard sometimes. You know, when you're in a seemingly negative situation, it's hard to see the positive. It's hard to stay positive and to really think good thoughts. But that's actually when it's even more important than usually. So it's really, really important for us to focus on what we want in those moments and to formulate some sort of prayer. And I don't know if you believe in God or not. Call it the universe, life, nature, whatever you want. But there is a higher creator who made us, who made you. And if you think about it, the way your body works, there are so many unconscious processes going on, like your heartbeat, your breathing, your pulse. All those things happen and continue to happen while we sleep, so there's no chance that we are influencing it consciously. No, the unconscious builds you. The unconscious information that you carry with you is kind of like a blueprint for your own health and your own well-being and your thriving in life. So why not activate good thoughts, positive thoughts? And why not formulate prayers that actually tell the higher realm what we want? To give thanks for what we have, to be conscious of the positive aspects in our lives, and to visualize in our minds very vividly the actual reality of what we desire. And I want to leave you with these concepts and ideas, and I really hope that I could speak to you and speak to your unconscious mind and just get you thinking about the things that you are grateful for, the things that are positive in your life, and your dreams and goals that you want to visualize. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to me. I really, really appreciate you. Please subscribe and rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps me out. Thank you so much in advance, and I will catch you very soon. Bye.